Welcome to Unfuck Your Brain. I'm your host, Cara Lowenthal, Master Certified Coach and founder of the School of New Feminist Thought. I'm here to help you turn down your anxiety, turn up your confidence, and create a life on your own terms, one that you're truly excited to live. Let's go. Welcome, welcome, my friends. I am so excited to share this news with you today. I have been just dying to tell you all for so long, and it has just been killing me to not share it. As you all know, I share every thought I have pretty much on this podcast. I am entirely unblackmailable. And I have really wanted to share this new evolution and direction of my work and your opportunities to work with me. But before I can tell you all about it, I have to do a little story time. We have to do a little story time because some of you have been around since truly the beginning of this podcast when it was the lawyer stress solution, if you remember that. And then some of you are new to my work. You might have found the podcast like last week. So I want to make sure we're all caught up. We're on the same page. So once upon a time in 2015, I had just gotten certified as a life coach and I was gearing up to quit my last legal job. I was running a think tank at Columbia Law School and I was supposed to become a law professor. I was about to go on the market for that kind of job. And then as one does, I decided to jump off the path of my extremely time and money intensive, prestigious mainstream career and become a life coach. So when I did that, I was originally focusing on lawyers, both because for a real, genuine, deeply felt reason that I still believe in, which is that as I started to learn about the brain and do my own self-coaching, I was like, oh shit, does law school do a number on your brain? Like there are very specific ways of thinking that lawyers are taught to think and somebody needs to like draw attention to this and help people. So that was very deeply held and deeply felt. And also I was still kind of, you know, invested in the trappings of like a mainstream career. And I sort of thought that coaching lawyers would make it sound, you know, like a little bit less of a right turn out of nowhere. So in any case, I became a coach for lawyers and I was just doing one-to-one coaching. And my vision was, you know, I thought, okay, maybe like way down the line, I'll be able maybe to like teach this in law schools or just kind of like spread it through the profession. But my vision of how my business would work was really primarily that I would have a one-to-one practice, like the therapists I knew. I would just see like, I don't know, 20, 30 clients. And my big goal then was to replace my highest academic salary, which had actually been quite high for academia because the think tank I was running operated on a grant. But it was $125,000 or $150,000, which is a, you know, is a substantial amount of money no matter what. Back then to me, that was like the most I could possibly imagine ever making in my life. So my big goal was that I wanted to replace that in 3 years. So like in the third year of my business, I hoped to bring in $150,000 of revenue in my one-to-one coaching practice working with lawyers. Like that's what I thought I was doing. And then what happened instead was that by year three, I was no longer just coaching lawyers and the business created $1.2 million in revenue in that third year. Now, if you know a business, if you've owned a business, I mean, you know, you don't bring home nearly or even most of your revenue because you have expenses and taxes and all that. But my income was, you know, more than what I had set as my big, big goal. So how and why did that happen? Like, why did my work blow up in this way and go viral in this way that I hadn't expected? It really happened because I'd gone through what I think of now as the first expansion of this work. As I was coaching lawyers and I filled my one-to-one coaching practice, I noticed that there were for sure very specific lawyer brain traits, but a lot of non-lawyers were coming to me too, because even though I was framing what I was teaching in this kind of legal brain sense, it really resonated with a much bigger range of people. And I noticed that I also wanted to speak to more than just lawyer brain. Like I kept doing other things on the side, like trying to host a body image retreat, or I did, you know, one-off dating coaching groups. I just wanted to work with women across a wider range of thought problems and life problems and solutions. So right around the end of 2017, beginning of 2018, I changed the name of the podcast to Unfuck Your Brain, and I expanded my clientele to women of any profession. So the lawyer stress solution had really only been around for about 6 months, but it had really taken off. It had done well. It had done nicely. But once I rebranded to Unfuck Your Brain and I expanded my work to really talk about the different ways that women think and the ways that society teaches women to think, it became one of the top podcasts in the world very quickly. And then the next year, I launched The Clutch, which is my has been my coaching membership program. And the rest of that is history, right? So I really just broadened my vision from how does legal education impact lawyer brains to how does society and social education impact women's brains. And some of you listening were around for the lawyer stress solution, but just numbers-wise, most of you found my work during this first expansion like that since 2018 to now. And now it's time for a second expansion. So when I started the Unfuck Your Brain podcast and the brand, I was in a very different stage in my work and my life. I was already a feminist coach, of course, because I've been a professional feminist one way or another my whole life, but I was still figuring out and building out and developing my own theory of socialization and cognitive change. I was in my 30s, I was single, I was growing a business from the ground up in a real startup kind of way, like I had two employees, right? I was living that kind of Manhattan girl boss kind of life. And so that brand, that sort of the edge, the sass, the pink, you know, it all really spoke to like where I was and the kind of work I was creating. And now it's 6 years later and my work has evolved and changed. My business has evolved and changed. My life has evolved and changed. And I think all of us together, this community of people who listen and try to understand our brains and try to take them back from the impacts of society and try to become the most empowered and free versions of ourselves and try to create a better world for all of us through this work, I think we've all evolved to as a community. You know, I have my own whole body of work now, my own theory of the mind, my own theory of socialization and how it impacts the mind. I truly believe that all of us together, I mean, I'm creating this content, but you are all listening and thinking about it and sharing it with your friends and bringing it into your life and changing the way you think and show up. So we're all in this together. We're all part of the same movement, the same mission. And I truly believe that we are the forefront of the next generation of feminism and that we're just starting to grapple on a bigger level with the deep impact that socialization has on women's brains. And so this work now that we're doing, it's not just unfucking brains in a general way. It's a very specific body of work and expertise that we have been developing and living together. And I have an actual company now. I have a dozen employees, you know, and we do so much more than just the podcast and even so much more than just, you know, my membership community. We train coaches. I've written a book that's going to come out that I hope is going to really change the world. We're growing our reach and impact. We're maturing as a company. I have an actual executive team now. I have a leadership team and as a community. We've all seen the social media posts about hot girl summer, and I'm here to declare instead that I want happy feminist summer. I want all the listeners of this podcast to be happier this summer, even when the world feels like a dumpster fire. It is still important for us to develop the ability to take pleasure in our own lives, to experience joy, relaxation, and rest, not least so that we have more resources to offer back to the world. That has been the story of my life, and that is what I want for all of you. So I am teaching a brand new challenge called the Happy Feminist Challenge this June, from June 17th to June 21st. I am going to be teaching you how to create more daily happiness in your body, how to create that emotion of happiness, and how to connect to your big picture purpose, the life that you want to live, the kind of happiness that really means contentment and fulfillment and satisfaction with your life. These are both things that society tells women that they don't need and shouldn't bother with, and it's selfish to even think about. And you know how I roll. Fuck that noise. This is the Happy Feminist Summer, and you're not going to want to miss it. You can join the challenge by going to unfuckyourbrain.com/happy or text your email to +1-347-997-1784. That's +1-347-997-1784. And the code word is happy. You are not going to want to miss this. Let's get happier together. The other thing is that the podcast sort of became the whole name of the brand, which we didn't do on purpose. So Unfuck Your Brain is an amazing title for this podcast. And as you saw on the new podcast art today, we're not changing that. We've just added actually a subtitle, Feminist Self-Help for Everyone, to communicate better kind of what we're doing here. And we've got some new cover art you saw, which is related to the big announcement I'm about to make. But Unfuck Your Brain was never really meant to be the name of the company. The company didn't really even have a name. And so I'll always love Unfuck Your Brain, and I love that it's the name of this podcast, but the business itself and the company needed a new real identity for itself. I'll always be a little edgy, a little sassy, let's be real, but that's not the biggest part of what I do anymore or what this work is anymore. So it's time to share some really big, exciting news. Today, we are introducing the School of New Feminist Thought. The School of New Feminist Thought is going to be the preeminent place for smart, actionable self-coaching and practical philosophy for women all over the world. It's where you'll find my podcasts, my books, my coaching programs that will help you get patriarchy and society out of your head so that you can live your life on your own terms. That's truly what all of this is about. I want you to feel less anxious. I want you to feel more confident, but I really want you to live a life you won't regret when you die. I want you to live a life that you know you chose for yourself, no matter how challenging or scary or, you know, exciting it was at different times, that you really did it on your own terms. You lived on your own terms. That's what the school is here to teach women how to do. And as always, it's not about being a feminist in the sense of having to agree with every single political move that the modern American feminist movement makes. I certainly do not agree with every single one. And, you know, even calling sort of everybody in America who participates in some way in feminist movements as if they're just one modern American feminist movement doesn't even make sense, right? But it's not about a particular political orthodoxy. It's about believing in feminism as a philosophy of equal worth and value for everyone, regardless of gender, and healing our brains from a society that does not socialize us the same. So the School of New Feminist Thought is now the home for all of this work. We have a brand new look and visual identity that is absolutely stunning. It is rich. It is delicious. It's inspired by ancient schools of philosophy, by Greek myths, by symbols of wisdom, by some of the symbols that have been used to marginalize women that we're now reclaiming. We've got snakes. We've got pomegranates. We've got me wearing an Athena power dress. It's truly a stunning work of art, the visual design that my team and our creative director worked tirelessly on for the last 6 months. And you can see it all. You can just go to unfuckyourbrain.com to see it. It will automatically forward you. Because as I said, we are keeping the podcast title Unfuck Your Brain. That's still what we're doing around here. I will not be using the term chicken quite as much going forward, probably, which, you know, I'll miss and you may miss, but you may hear me call you my little thought work owl sometimes, since owls are a symbol of wisdom and I can't live without some kind of poultry endearment, apparently. So the School of New Feminist Thought is now open. It is ready and waiting for you to come and learn. And The Clutch, my feminist coaching program and community, is becoming the Feminist Self-Help Society. I am absolutely obsessed with this new name. I, of course, loved The Clutch as a name as well. It was so special to me from the beginning of this work. And if you're in The Clutch, you've gotten some emails about this. I've gone live in the Facebook group about it. But if you missed all that, go check it out. We are keeping everything you love. We are adding some amazing new ways to learn. The Feminist Self-Help Society, I think, really captures what we're doing. It's what we're doing on the podcast, kind of trying on our own, but together in the Feminist Self-Help Society, we are helping ourselves in a deep and powerful way. Women have always had to help ourselves and each other because society is not designed to help us, right? And I love reclaiming self-help as an important and weighty and existential undertaking. You know, when men sit around talking about, like, what is the good life and how do we know what's real and what's not, or what to believe or who we should be, or how do we become the people we want to be, or what is the purpose of life? It's philosophy. It's like deep philosophy, and they get endowed chairs at universities. And when women talk about those questions, it's like, oh, oh, it's self-help. Like, that's so cute. No, these are the big questions to grapple with. And doing that together is feminist self-help at its finest. So we are keeping everything that our members have always loved about the Clutch. It is still the best place to learn how to coach yourself with a feminist lens, but now it's got a glow up to match the rest of the business as well. And we also took this opportunity to study our members and their progress, and we've reimagined some aspects of the program so that you don't get lost, you don't get overwhelmed, and you make real progress on what you want to see change in your life. We're making a couple of changes that if you are in the society, you have been hearing about. And if you're not, you can see everything on our information page, which I'll share in a minute. But my favorite new feature is because we are now a school, we are adding study hall calls. And study hall calls are like a study group, a co-working call, and office hours with my society coaches, all rolled into one. I find that even for myself, if I want to do a new coaching program or something like that, the biggest obstacle is just making sure I actually do the work. So we now have these calls where you can come and there's going to be some co-working time. You're going to be able to see each other and connect, and you're also going to be able to ask questions and get help from my society coaches. So I'm super excited about those. I think they are going to really help people stay on track. I kind of hate the phrase staying accountable because it's kind of punishing, but just stay on track, stay engaged, make sure you do the work and get the support you need. So if you're not working with me already, I want to encourage you to come be a founding member of the Feminist Self-Help Society. So here's what I mean by a founding member. Of course, we have members who were in the Clutch and are now all in the society. I started this program back in 2018. I've never raised the price since then, but that can't go on forever, right? I mean, what the price was in 2018 is now, in today's dollars, like 10 or 15% more. So at some point, someday, we will need to raise the price. If you were in the society before today, so if you've been in the Clutch, right, your rate is locked in as long as you stay a member of the society. So we might be around for 20 years. If you're in for 20 years, your rate's going to stay the same. If you join us as a founding member of the society by January 20th, you will lock in that price as well. So you will also get the benefit of keeping that price at $97 a month where it is for as long as you stay in the society. That's what we want to offer. We have our founding members who have already been in and to our new founding members. It is time to take control of your brain and really to get your brain to work with you. It's not about punishing your brain. It's about getting your brain on your side. Right? I know that every woman can feel less anxious and more confident when they learn how to think on purpose. And that is what we teach you in the Feminist Self-Help Society. And it's, of course, we all come to this work because we want to solve our own problems. And there is nothing wrong with that, right? You're going to learn thought work. You're going to learn tools. They're going to help you solve your own emotional, mental, practical problems. But we're also doing something bigger than that. Right? We are co-creating a new way for women to be in the world. That is the goal of the Feminist Self-Help Society. That's the goal of the School of New Feminist Thought. And we need your help to shape it. We need your brain, your wisdom, your humor, your insight, right? Some of you may not even believe you have those things, but I know you do. And we need you to help us shape that mission and that calling. The Feminist Self-Help Society is your home base to take what you learn on this podcast and take it from informational and interesting and entertaining and turn it into actual interventions in your brain that change your life, right? Some of you have gotten some of that just from listening. Some of you are more in a kind of just listening way. But either way, whether you've been applying what you've taught, you've just been listening, whatever you can create doing it on your own, which might be awesome, it still does not hold a candle to what you can create when you do it in a structured fashion with the concepts, tools, practices dialed in for you and with the support of the coaches and each other. And doing that in the community of other women and people socialized as women who want to bring this work into the world is really just such a special experience. It's going to be your favorite place on the internet. It's been mine since I began it, and this new name, this glow up, doesn't change that. Have a beautiful day, y'all, and I will talk to you next week. If you're loving what you're learning on the podcast, you have got to come check out the Feminist Self-Help Society. It's our newly revamped community and classroom where you get individual help to better apply these concepts to your life, along with a library of next-level, blow-your-mind coaching tools and concepts that I just can't fit in a podcast episode. It's also where you can hang out, get coached, and nerd out about all things thought work and feminist mindset with other podcast listeners just like you and me. It's my favorite place on earth, and it will change your life, I guarantee it. Come join us at www.unfuckyourbrain.com/society. I can't wait to see you there. Pop quiz, have you signed up for the Happy Feminist Challenge yet? This is a brand new challenge that I am running mid-June, starts June 17th, where we are going to be learning how to create both of the two kinds of happiness. First, the happiness we get to feel as an emotion in our bodies on a day-to-day basis, which society tells us we shouldn't care about and we are guilty or selfish for even wanting to experience because we're women. And the second form of happiness, the big picture, life satisfaction and fulfillment happiness, which society tells us comes from living up to impossible social standards that we can never meet. Neither of those things are frivolous, silly, or selfish. In fact, learning how to create more happiness, small and big picture in your life, is how you show up with all of your gifts and everything you can offer to the world in such a bigger, stronger way. And it just makes life a lot more fun. So I am going to be teaching you exactly how to do both those things this feminist challenge, this happy feminist challenge. Text your email to +1-347-997-1784. And the code word is happy, or go to unfuckyourbrain.com/happy. I can't wait to get happier with all of you. I'll see you there.